2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network. All right. Hey, guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 Podcast, sponsored by and brought to you by VodPod Media, and thanks to Latina Podcast Network. So I am here with my next guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Elizabeth. I am owner of Cavi Cosmetics, a local skincare here in San Antonio.
Yes, and friend of mine. So today's topic, because again, if you haven't been watching or if this is your first episode, I'm all about keeping shit real. And that means keeping it real about things that are happening here in San Antonio. So as women, and I think this isn't just about San Antonio, I think this is in general. And we'll discuss, like, you know, being Latina and things like that and being business owners. But this episode is about self-love. And so what that means to us as all of the things that we do and that we are. And so that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, we have some drinks, so cheers. We won't say who they're by because we're not sponsored. So. Keeping shit real.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what is self-love to you?
I think that's like a very interesting question for a lot of people. Like, I think everybody has a different definition to that. But at the end of the day, I feel like putting yourself first sometimes when it's, you know, when you're having a bad day, or, you know, if you have kids and you know you want to take that bath and just relax, like, it's okay to, you know, just take that time for yourself, or just, you know, really connect with your feelings. I feel like self-love is just putting yourself first sometimes, and I think it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think on that same note is also being able to truly love who you are as a person, but also recognize that you're going to continue to change and evolve and learn and grow. But love yourself through that process, because it is a process.
Yeah.
And it's a lifelong process.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And like I was telling you earlier when we were having a conversation, a lot of people feel like self-love is like, you know, you always have to love yourself and always have to keep up this image and always just be that person that you like, that other people see. But in reality, is self-love is telling yourself it's okay to not be okay. Mm. Self-love is like, you know, I failed at this, but it's okay to fail, because it's really not failure. It's just another lesson to me, I feel. Yes. Like,
yeah.
So I think that that's a big thing of self-love. Like, mm-hmm. It's okay to love yourself in that moment of, like, quote-unquote failure, or, like, you know, things like that, that I feel like a lot of people don't. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, I made a mistake. The whole world's going to see. Like, who cares if the whole world's going to see, you know? Mm-hmm. It's the people that are on the sideline that are laughing, that aren't even doing the things that you're doing.
Right.
So don't ever feel like, oh my God, like, I can't do this. Like, I can't love myself because I'm not the person or the image that people see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's true. The people that are on the sidelines are people who wouldn't even dare to try what you're doing.
Yeah.
So just do it. And yeah. who gives a shit what yeah. people think or no, what they say?
Seriously.
It's true. Yeah.
Seriously. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's also self-love. Like, who yeah. gives a shit? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I love me. I tried it. I did it for myself and not for anybody else to judge or not for anybody else to see this. I did it for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what matters and that's what counts.
So how long did it take you to truly love who you are? And what was that journey like?
I feel like, to be honest, like, I feel like I've always loved myself.
That's amazing. No, that's amazing.
I'm a Leo.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay. I feel like I've always, but I do have my trials where, like, I did feel like I wasn't pretty enough, or, like, I would get bullied because I wasn't, you know, having the best outfits, or because, you know, and all of that really, like, mentally breaks you. Mm-hmm. Because you are like, damn, I don't have the best outfits. I'm not this pretty girl. I'm not, you know, up to par with, like, the trends and, like, all of this stuff. And this was back in high school when, you know, I was always bullied. But I came to grow and realize, like, girls were bullying me because I was actually, like, pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you have this pressure and you have these people like constantly throwing stuff at you and like just breaking you down, you really feel ugly and you really start realizing like, damn, like maybe I am ugly. Maybe I'm not worth, you know, going to prom or whatever the case was, you know. And after like reading self-help books, which really helped me, you mm-hmm. know, realize like, who cares what people think about you? Who cares what people say about you? Like, as long as you love what you do, like if all the girls had short nails and I had long nails, click clack the bitches back, you know, like I was happy with that. Yeah. I didn't care if like all the girls had short hair and I had long hair. I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm happy with mm-hmm. this. I love this for me.
Yeah.
And so like sometimes at one point, like I just feel like I became a trendsetter. Like, you know, like I remember this one time I wore leggings. And then I wore jean shorts over my leggings. Mm-hmm. And I remember the girls were like kind of like laughing at me because I did that. Girl, I kid you not. Like 2 weeks later, I saw girls with leggings and shorts on.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That was literally a trend.
Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. I was like, man, like I should love me for me.
Yes.
Like I shouldn't have to follow somebody to feel loved and feel like I'm doing something right.
Right.
And after that, girl, I was like, I will never not love myself.
Yeah.
You know, even on my worst day, like I will always feel like I'm pretty, like I am that bitch because
you are. Mm. Period.
What about you? Tell me about yours.
So similar, like I was bullied in high school by girls, obviously. Well, not obvious, boys bully too. But I think that's when I questioned myself the most. It wasn't guys or like boys that broke my heart or whatever. It was the girls, because girls are terrible. And like, you know, they'll tell you, oh, like you're ugly, or you're wearing that, or you're gonna do your hair like that, and it makes you question mm-hmm. yourself, your mm-hmm. sanity, your worth, right?
Yeah.
And so for me growing up, like same, like I was in my Tommy Hilfiger like overalls and my Adidas, and like you couldn't tell me shit. And I was wearing like little, like a crop top with it, like a V-neck, and I was like cute. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
But girls are like, you're wearing that, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm sorry. Are we not doing that to this day? Right?
Seriously.
Because my 18-year-old niece is looking for Tommy Hilfiger overalls right now. So I'm like, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's hard, and for me, it's taken much longer. I haven't always loved myself, but I was also torn down a lot.
Right.
So growing up too, and like again, we keep shit real here. I had an abusive stepdad, and who was physically and verbally abusive, mm-hmm. and then my mom the same. And so I was just never good enough, and that's what I was told growing up.
Yeah.
My whole life, you know, do better, be better, like be prettier, be smarter. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't you this? Why aren't you that? And so I always compared myself to other people. Up until I want to say, I don't know, maybe like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's like pretty recent.
Wow.
And now I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because it's taken me so long to get to this point that nobody can tell me anything.
Oh, no.
Because now I'm like, you need a hug and you're projecting. Because I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah.
So you can stay there
in
your misery.
Yeah.
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 I'm not going to do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, to a lot of people, I think it takes a lot. And I know a lot of my friends that always put people first, mm-hmm. and they're like, I just had a phone call with my friend last night, and she was like, you know, like I just my cousin needs me again, and I won't be able to take this trip because, you know, my cousin like this. And I'm like, dude, you work your ass off, mm-hmm. you know, you have your own house, you mm-hmm. have all of this stuff, like be kind to yourself,
right?
You know, be kind and take that trip. Your cousin can wait. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of times that there's people that really rely on you, and it's like sometimes you just gotta back up and be like, hold on,
yeah,
you know, like let me reset myself and take this trip and do this, and like I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
But if it's something that people don't understand, then it's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But self-love is always put, like, you know, making sure you put yourself first at least once in a while. If you have a family, if you have a husband, if you have, you know, a business, whatever it is, like, okay, you have to work late, okay, work late, but always take that time to give yourself some TLC and remind yourself on why you're there and why, you know, you love this journey so much. I feel like,
yeah. And like you mentioned, like having a family. And that's something that I have struggled with before. And my thing too, and to women, and like no shame to you if you, if your kids are your entire life, because mine are too, but I was me before I was a mom, and I've never lost sight of that. And so I can't give to them what I don't have, so I have to take time to refill my cup. And same with friends, like similar, right? Is like, hey, I'm so sorry, like I love you and I'm here for you as much as I can be right now. And that's a part of self-love too, is like learning to say no, or learning to speak up and say like, I have an empty cup, I can't give you what I don't have.
Exactly. And I think that that's really important, you know. And I think a lot of people live in the fast life. They're constantly. And it's like you burn yourself out and you're just like, oh, like, you know, I didn't get a chance to like do my hair, or I didn't get a chance to do this, I didn't get a chance to do that. And then you start getting into that routine, and then you start like falling off because you're just tired, and you're not that person you used to be. And like you said, filling up your cup to be able to give the best of you.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's important.
Absolutely.
I think it is. Yeah.
So what are some of the top ways that you will do some self-love or practice self-love?
Okay. Honestly, I just, you know, meditating, I feel like, is one of the big ones. Sometimes I do have bad days and I feel like, you know, I need to recoup, like, take like 5 minutes out of my time, take deep breaths, remember who I am and why I do the things I do, you know, stuff like that. I mean, taking trips sometimes too, like just letting loose and just being myself and just having a good time. And, you know, a lot of times too, I gain my energy from the people that I hang out with. A lot of times, like, I hang out with people that are, you know, like, active all the time. For example, you do all the kinds of things, like, it just motivates me, it brings me back to like, okay, this is the person you are, like, so I try to like just hang out with people with good vibes, you know, like, it doesn't have to be a conflict all the time, it doesn't have to be about like this girl said this, like, let's just talk about, you know, like what we have planned in our future, and like, you know, just stuff like that, just trips or whatever the case may be. I feel like that really reminds me of like, damn, I do love my life and I do love who I am because I have these people around me and I am capable to do things that I do now, you know, that make me happy.
Yeah. So I love to take trips. And I know when I get to this point where I'm tapped out, I'm burnt out, I crave water. So take me to the lake, take me to the beach, or, and I'll say take me, I'll take myself. But like, I want to be.
But take me if you want to take me.
I mean, but you can pay for it. No, okay. I'm kidding. Not kidding. But no, I mean, I want to be by the pool with my friends. I want to be at the beach with my family. I want to just, I want to hear nothing but water. And that's what relaxes me. And I think because I'm like an earth sign too, so I crave water.
Yeah.
Because you're fire.
I'm fire.
Yeah. Do you also crave water?
No, I don't.
You crave earth? I don't know, because some people need to reground.
I won't say what I crave, but...
Oh, ow.
I'm just kidding. But no, I really don't. You know what? Maybe I do crave earth because I do like hiking and I like being out in like, you know, even when I go to Vegas or something, like my friends are like party. And I'm like, let's go to fucking Red Rock or let's go to like, you know, the Seven Magic Mountains, or like, I want to do stuff like that. So maybe, yeah, I do. I will say that earth is like my thing.
You like to reground.
Yeah. I think so.
See, and I need to like wash.
Okay.
Yeah. So like calm down, like water calms me down.
Yeah.
So yeah, that, and sometimes I'm just like, you know what, kids, like, I love y'all so hard, but I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
And I'll do like all my exfoliating and my like whatever. And I'll just like stand there, or I have my little like music thing, and it's as simple as that. Or like cooking. I love to cook.
Do you really?
So I love to cook. So it like calms me down.
Eat, so.
Oh, perfect. I hate to clean though. Okay. So, like, or clean up. Like, yeah, I'll cook anything and everything. I'll cook three meals a day from scratch.
Yeah.
I just, I don't want to be sitting there scrubbing pots.
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
sure.
I think it's too, like, finding what makes you happy. And that takes time, too. But you have to allow yourself the opportunity to figure out what you want and what you don't want.
And to be able to, like, allow yourself to do those things, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of people are just so scared to try different things, or they're just like, oh, my God, no, what if this, what if that? Like, who cares? Live life on the edge. You never know. Like, sometimes, like, I remember I wouldn't try new things because I'm like, no, because what if I'm not going to like it? Like, it's, you know, like, this and that. Well, you don't know if you like it or you don't unless you try it. So I think living on the edge is fun, you know, it's fun. It brings out another person that you never thought you had in you, which is crazy, you know. Like, I've done so many things that I'm just like, oh no, I don't think I would like that. And, you know, I get to the point where, like, I'm like, okay, fuck it, like, I'll do it, or I'll try it, or I'll take a trip here even though I think I wouldn't like it, and I'm like, oh my God, I like this. And it just brings out, like, a whole different meaning to your life, I feel like, sometimes.
No, for sure. So what are some of the other things that you like to do? Or, like, being a business owner, how do you take time as a business owner? And you also, like, do, I don't know if you want to talk about the other side hustles you have, but you have other side hustles too. So learning to, like, it's that balance of, I need money or want money. Versus I need time for myself.
First of all, like, my business, I love what I do. I love interacting with my people. I love doing all of that stuff. I enjoy it. It is hard work when things are not coming out right, or, you know, my labels are taking too long, or, like, some product is, like, in a process. Like, that is stressful. But for the most part, it's pretty easy. It's, like, just an online thing and just interacting with so many women. So I would say that that's pretty easy. It's just mostly the days. Some days are longer, some days are shorter. But again, like, I go in and wine with friends and just pick up on good vibes with my friends and just go have a drink or just go enjoy myself, you know? And I think that that really just makes me happy. And I want to say, and I want to say this really quick, because, like, people define success differently. And, like, I had a conversation with my friend the other day, and he was like, he was showing me how much money he was making from doing, like, this eBay thing. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, yeah, but I'm not successful yet. And I'm like, well, we're all, a lot of us are successful. We just lack money. Okay. I think that's what it is. Like, for me, success, and this is part of, like, loving myself, is, like, I get to do whatever I want. Today's a Friday. I came to do a podcast. I get to wake up whenever I want to wake up. I get to, you know, walk my dog any time of the day. I make money without having to, like, just, you know, put in all these hours. For me, that's success. Like, I am successful because I'm living a life that, like, I never thought I would be living. Like, you know, I can take a trip tomorrow and, like, be okay coming back. Like, I, like, to me, that, that's success. And so also that really helps me with my self-love, because I'm in a place where, like, I'm like, dude, I'm successful with what I've done. Like, don't be so hard on yourself because you lack money. Be happy with the fact that you're successful, even if it's just like, you know what, I want to make a story on Instagram and let people know how, like, you know, you should love yourself and XYZ, and, like, accomplish that and get DMs and tell people, like, you know, like you said earlier, like, people were, like, reaching out to you and, like, that makes you feel successful, because it's like, damn, I'm not going through it alone, and I reached a lot of people. And it made me feel successful that I was able to impact people. That could be success. So I feel like being successful also helps with my self-love, because it amplifies, like, damn, like, you know, I'm doing something right, or, you know, I am, you know, influencing other people to know, like, it's okay to not be okay.
No, for sure. And for people out there that don't have that freedom, because for me, success is freedom. And so, same, I, for the most part, unless I have, like, school stuff or kids stuff, I wake up when I want to. My day ebbs and flows, you know, and but I'm working really hard. It's weird, like, because I know you work hard and I know I work hard, but also sometimes I'm like, I think to other people they think I don't work.
Seriously,
but I, really do.
Seriously.
Yeah. So it's like I've been working really hard towards goals. And there's also, as public as I am, I'm also very private. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like this, because this won't come out for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And not a lot of people know about it. But to me, like, I'm successful because I started a podcast. And not just did I start a podcast, I started it with the biggest Latina network in the country.
And look at it. It's so cute. That's my friend.
With an amazing producer. Sitting with my friend who's also, you know, a really good business owner and great person. And it's just like, this is success.
Yeah.
We're sitting in it.
It is.
You know?
It is.
So it is. I think taking time to, and also part of self-care is like not comparing yourself. So learning to love where you're at. And like I said earlier, yes, it's a journey, but love where you're at in every step. Like, be proud of yourself. And sometimes, and we were talking about it earlier with like depression, right? Sometimes you can't get out of bed. So success might be you getting out of bed.
Yeah.
And taking a shower. Like, I'm proud of y'all out there.
Yeah.
You know, for doing that.
Yeah.
So don't compare, you know, somebody like Elizabeth or somebody like me to yourself. Like, do you.
We all have our journey, I feel like. And, you know, at the end of the day, social media is about the glitz and the glam and the like, I don't cry myself to sleep at night. I don't, you know, have depression. I don't have anxiety. Like, Instagram is about the perfect picture. And that's what I also want people to understand. Like, you know, I can be posting like my business is, you know, so successful, but like in the back end, it's like catching fire because I don't have labels on time. I don't have these containers that this, you know, that I usually go to these people, you know, like they don't have these containers and like I'm going crazy. But at the end of the day, I'm going to post something positive or like a perfect picture on my Instagram, even though we're over here in the back catching fire.
Yeah.
Because that's just what Instagram is. So again, that's why I say, like you said, don't compare yourself to other people, because business owners go through a lot as well.
Yeah.
I've had people that own salons that are like always posting that they're so successful and all this stuff, and then like they're really going through it on their own. So always be kind to those people as well. I feel like don't feel bashful for somebody's success, because we're working hard in the back end, you know? It's like when they make a movie, like all you see is like the perfect angles, the perfect everything, but you don't see like the production, you don't see like the failures, like you don't see the bloopers, you don't see any of that, because we're trying to give you this image of like what our business is, not what it has taken to build, I feel like.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I used to post bloopers when I was doing like a shit ton of interviews.
Yeah.
And people loved that more than like the interview. Yes. Because they're like, oh, you messed up. I'm like, all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And all so do other time. People. Mm-hmm. And we're all people at the end of the day. At the end of the day. Like, why not share it?
Exactly.
So I don't have a problem like sharing like my, I don't want to say failures, lessons. Right? Or my hard times or my hardships, because we're all going through it. And I tell people all the time, social media is fake, because it is. Now, I'm not saying people on social media are fake, because I'm definitely not. I know you're not. And several other people, you know, that I know are not. But for the most part, don't, like you said, don't take that as like face value. Like, oh, this, or take it for face value, because this is not this pretty picture, this beautiful, like, oh, I'm hiking on this mountain.
Yeah.
Like, sure, but what did it take to get to the top of that mountain and then to take that photo?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I don't know if you've seen, like, those TikToks where, like, they're like, oh, I'm in Belize, and, like, this girl's, like, posting all these beautiful pictures, and then she's like, what's Instagram versus reality?
Yeah.
And then she posted, like, all of the, like, crappy parts of Belize, like, you know, like it rained for the past week, it this, it that, and it's just like, you know, everything you post, I mean, who wants to post themselves crying? Or, you know, I cried today.
I've done it a couple of times.
Sorry. You know, which is fine, but like, point is, like, a lot of social media, like, you know, people just post like
the happy stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, still check on your friend that seems like they're doing great or they're doing amazing. Like, it's okay to still check on them, and, you know, it doesn't mean like, oh my God, they're doing perfect or they're doing amazing. Like, I feel like reaching out to your friends is also like a big thing for me.
Yeah, that's part of it too. And I think so, self-love and self-awareness go hand in hand.
Oh, for sure.
And so once you become self-aware, you realize what it took for you to get there. And so or well, you're always there, but like, what did it take for me to get there?
I hate you.
And so, my little Leo. Yeah. And so for, you know, to reach out to your strong friends, or reach out to all your friends, like, hey, like, checking in, how are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think at one point you and I were, let's meet up, let's not meet up, let's meet up. Yeah. Like we kept canceling and we kept like, you know, and then for me, it's like if you are my friend, like I will set stuff aside and I will say, look, you are my friend at the end of the day. I'm going to make this happen because you are my friend.
Oh, yeah.
So you were at a place where I was like, I don't really want to go. Like, you know, but I said, you know what? She's my friend. And I've been saying that we're going to hang out. So I'm going to make it my, you know, thing today to hang out with her, because that's what I said. And that's what friends do. Like, mm-hmm. I prioritize and value my very close friends.
Yeah.
So I try to, you know, move things out of the way to say, you know what, we've been canceling a lot, like this is it, like this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know.
And it's truly because we were just really freaking busy.
We were so, we were really busy, and like our schedules were just not syncing. It was just like, you know, you were out during the day, or you were out at night, I was out during the day. I was like, you know, you were working, you were at school, I had work, and it was just like, so anyway, sometimes I feel like we need to really let our friends know, like, dude, you're my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make this happen because you're my friend.
Yeah, we're going to find a time and a day that
Exactly.
works.
Yeah. 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 So I think that that happened to us a few times.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it, too, is like people, a lot of people, especially now, will like give up, and then they take it as this like self-worth, like, oh, I guess I'm not good enough to hang out with, or I guess I'm not whatever. And it's like, no, it's. As long as it's communicated, like, both of us are like, hey, I'm sorry, or hey, it's not going to work out, or hey, whatever. Yeah. And that was it, and we made it work out eventually, but it's, you know, don't ever think that somebody's absence is equivalent to your self-worth.
Exactly.
Yeah, because sometimes people just can't make it happen.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, to be honest, people just don't give a shit about you.
And but that's when you know.
That's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, cool, bet.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yep. And so that's what you need to do sometimes, you know. You just need to find something that's going to like have your, somebody that's going to have your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say that that's part of self-love, you know, finding people that have your best interest. If you have friends that you want to go just drink with all the time, drink with, and y'all don't talk about, you know, what's your next step, what's your success, what is this, what is that, and it's all about just drinking and stuff, like, maybe you should just, you know, take a second to realize, like, okay, like, is this going anywhere, or am I just going to have to, like, venture off alone for a little bit and just find those people that are really going to push me through it,
because
I feel like that's self-love too.
Yeah. And once you learn to love yourself is when you start to recognize the people around you who's really there and who's not, or what they're there for, like you said.
Exactly.
And the ones that aren't there for the right reasons will drop off, or it'll become some drama like, oh, you're different. Like, yes, I am different.
Oh my gosh.
Because I love myself and because I recognize what I want around me or in my life and what I don't. I don't want the drama. I don't want to hear about quien sabe que. Like, no, I don't want to hear about it.
No.
Like, I want to be around you. I want it to be a good vibe, good energy, have a good time, good conversation.
Yeah.
Can we drink? Yes. Will we, you know, throw ass? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're still going to have good conversation somewhere around there.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
And, like, I truly care about the people that I have in my life. And, but because I've made that decision to, like, no, you know what? Actually, you're not a great friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they've weeded themselves out, and I let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I used to chase people. I used to be like, no, but yeah, like, did I do something?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that self-worth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I feel like, a lot of people just, you know, hang out with some people that don't have growth. And as soon as you start growing, like, I remember I hung out with these friends that I used to bartend with, and I hung out with them and I started talking about my business. And this was when I first started my business. Like, my labels were like, just like it just said Cavi on them. So I was like, oh yeah, like, I just started like my website and all this stuff. And like, everybody was like interacting. And like, I started, as soon as I started talking about my business and my website, like, they were just like,
ew.
Oh, like. And then so, like, I felt like I was just talking to myself at that point. And I was like, okay, so do I want to take some shots? You know? And so, oh, my God, everybody's like, yeah, shots, whatever.
Sure.
And at that moment, I didn't say anything. Like, I just let the night end, and I kind of was just like, these aren't the people.
Right.
This isn't it.
Yeah.
Like, it, I feel kind of dumb. I feel like sometimes people make you feel dumb about talking about your business. And I was like, these aren't the people I want to be around with, because, like, you guys really made me feel dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't be talking about this or something.
Yeah.
And so, girl, after that, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I just, I mean, I don't hate them. I don't feel any type of way about them. I really don't care. I just was like, reality check, Elizabeth. These are your friends.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow.
It is. I was hurt.
Yeah.
I was hurt. I was like, damn, we were friends for a while. And like, this is just a realization that, were y'all ever really my friends?
That part.
Or is it because, like, I'm growing and you guys aren't, that you don't want to be my friend?
Yeah.
It was hurtful, but I was like, you know what? I got to move forward with people that do care and that can teach me some things, instead of just like nodding their head and being like, oh,
yes. Okay. Like, I need to be around like-minded people.
Yeah.
So we can bounce ideas off of each other. And also, when we talk about our businesses or things that we're doing, I want friends that are going to be a cheerleader, because I am a cheerleader for my friends. I don't want somebody that's like, oh, you're bragging. Because there's also a thing called humble bragging, because if I've put in the work and I'm proud of myself, allow me to be proud of myself and be like, yes, sis, or like, yes, queen, or like, I'm so happy for you. Like, I just applied for graduation this week, which I never thought was going to happen. I thought this time was never going to happen. And like, doing my invitations and all this stuff. And I'm like, holy crap. And telling my friends, and they're like, can I go? Like, how, you know, I want to be like front row. Yes. And it's like, those are the kind of friends we need.
Yes.
Or like, how are you celebrating? I'm there.
Yes.
Not like, oh.
Yes. Like, motherfucker, I've been doing this for the longest time, and all I get is a oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I definitely agree with that. Like, I just feel like a lot of people are just making it seem like, you know, oh, she's over here saying that she got a new car. Like, yes, bitch, I did.
Yeah,
because you know how hard I worked.
Yes.
I'm not telling you because you don't have a new car. I'm telling you because I worked very hard, and I'm so excited to tell somebody that my hard work is paying off.
Yeah.
Not because I want to brag about the new car I got.
Right.
It's just because I worked very hard, and I got it with my sweat and tears, you know? And so, I do have a lot of people that have done that to me too. They were just like, oh, they weren't like happy for me, you know? And I'm like,
no, thank you.
What the heck? I'm like, I'm not bragging, guys, I swear.
But it's a humble brag.
Yeah.
And that's like, okay, because you're so humble.
Yeah.
You're not super like conceited and like, I'm better than you.
Oh,
no,
definitely not.
You know what it took, and you're excited to talk about
to
what
share
you're doing.
It. Yeah. So you just have to share with the right people. And some people want to see you do good, but not better than them.
Facts. Oh,
I've
my God.
Learned that. I've learned that, girl, for sure.
Yeah, you're good when you're down here.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to stay down here.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not going to happen.
No. So. Yeah, yeah, seriously.
I'm going to keep growing. And either you watch me grow and you cheer me on, or you can stay there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that that has, again, a lot to do with self-love, because that helps boost, like, your confidence and, like, realize, like, damn, like, I am doing something right. I'm impacting people and, you know.
Yeah.
While I'm loving myself.
So what would you have to say to women or men out there that are struggling with self-love?
Just focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Focus on what you love. Stop pleasing everybody. Stop. It's not going to happen. You can't please everybody.
True.
You can't please your mom. You can't please your dad. You can't please your boyfriend. You can't please the audience that you have. Be yourself and, like, do things with confidence. And if people feel like you're doing something to show off or do things that, you know, you're doing for, like, clout or whatever the case may be, then probably those are not the friends or the people you want to be around with.
Definitely.
For sure.
I completely agree. Yeah. Learn when to walk away, too.
Yeah.
It's like, learn to love yourself enough that you're willing to walk away from people or situations that, like, I'm not going to give that the energy you want me to give it. So
it's better, it's easier said than done.
For sure, for sure. It's super hard in the moment.
It's easier said than done, but, you know, I think that it's either your self-peace and your self-love or continuing this battle that is never ending, as far as, like, the constant arguments or the constant, like, I'm right, you're wrong, or the constant, like, disagreements? Like, is that something you want to live with all the time? Or is it something that you want to live with, like, I'm going to struggle for a little bit emotionally, but I'm going to get back to who I am and what I am. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I'm like, I need, like,
yeah. Oh, okay, bitch. ASMR snacks. Where are the pickles? Yeah.
We need those.
Oh,
we need
my those. Gosh, that's too funny.
Speaking of, how do people follow you? How do they find you?
I do have, we have a TikTok, we have an Instagram, Facebook. It's Cabby Cosmetics, T-I-X at the end. So we are on those platforms. We're also on Twitter. So yeah, you can find us there, or you can find us at cabbycosmetics.com.
Yeah, do a quick plug about your products.
Okay.
Your elevator speech. Okay,
So we are a natural skincare product. We are based out of San Antonio. So we are basically like as natural as possible. We have anything from scrubs, cleansers. We have hair oils. We're actually working on a deep hair conditioner right now. I'm so excited. We're still working on it though. So yeah, we've been in a few magazines. We've been in the Best of San Antonio 2019. We've been in Voyage magazine, Carnival magazine. We've been in a few of them. So
La Prensa.
La Prensa, baby. Twice.
Yes.
So yeah, that's pretty much a quick rundown on our skincare line.
And it's not just for women, it's for men too.
For men too, okay, mm-hmm. Unisex, get yes, it together. Yes. Skincare is for everybody, okay?
It is, and the scents are not overwhelming. I just have to, like, I'll plug it myself because I've been using it for a year and a half.
Yeah,
I got my husband's stuff, I have stuff, and, like, my daughter, if she gets into it, I'm not worried about it because it's not heavily scented, it's not artificially scented, like, everything is fantastic. And I love that it's vegan and hypoallergenic.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and it's the only thing I've been using on my face and body. Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. So yeah, cool. Is there anything that you want to add before we wrap up?
I think that's it. Yeah. Just self-care is the best care, baby.
Yes. Love yourself.
It is.
Yes. And it's a process.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's literally looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, who am I and who do I want to be? And working towards that. And the hardest part is starting.
Yeah. And you got this, girl. And boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or however you identify. Oh, okay. You got this. Yeah.
Cat, dog. I don't know.
However, yeah. Cool. Well, again, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, yes. Queen.
Yes. Okay. You too, Queen. Okay. All right. So thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Don't forget to go to all streaming platforms. You can actually listen to this if you can't watch it. If you are listening, then go to YouTube and follow me at Nortenio210 Podcast, NORTENO210. Thanks again to VodPod Media for being an amazing producer. And again to Latina Podcast Network. And I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.